Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 15th October. Top stories for today. Police will be recording a statement from Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim pertaining to a list of 121 MPs claimed to be supporting him to form a new government at Bukit Aman Friday, October 16th. Bukit Aman Criminal Investigation Department Director Dato' Huzair Mohamed said Bukit Aman's Classified Criminal Investigations Unit will be handling the case. He said 113 police reports had been received concerning the case. The capacity of COVID-19 laboratories in the country is expected to increase further for more sample testing, especially from the red and yellow zone areas, as well as screening and contact tracing. Health Minister Dato' Sri Adam Baba said as of yesterday, 42% of the capacity of COVID-19 laboratories in the country had been used. Datin Seri Rosmah Mansor's corruption trial at the High Court involving the case on tender for the supply and installation of solar energy at 369 rural schools in Sarawak will resume on November 2nd. Deputy Public Prosecutor Ahmad Akram Garib said the court vacated the hearing date that was earlier set on October 20th, following the implementation of the Conditional Movement Control Order. On the same date, the court will hear the prosecution's application to include an audio recording of the alleged conversation involving Rosmah and her husband, Datuk Seri Najib Tun Razak, as evidence in court. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19 but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus, said First Lady Melania Trump. Donald Trump told a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, that Barron is just fine now and said it was an example of why schools should reopen. Melania Trump, on one hand, said her symptoms were minimal and that she hoped to resume her duties as First Lady as soon as she can. Singapore and Hong Kong have agreed in principle to form a travel bubble exempting residents of both cities from any form of quarantine, the governments of both places revealed on Thursday. In the landmark agreement, airlines must operate dedicated routes on which transit passengers are not allowed, and travellers can move freely in either city and do not have to provide a predetermined itinerary. Thailand's government has imposed a state of emergency in a bid to end 3 months of student-led street protests, calling for reforms to the monarchy and the resignation of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. Protests have escalated with tens of thousands of people marched in Bangkok, with at least 20 activists and two of the movement leaders who were arrested early on Thursday. The ruling bans gatherings of 5 or more people and the publication of news or online messages that could harm national security. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit esterawani.com for more on these stories.